Hello and welcome to the current message series of our pastor, Dr. David Hamilton from West Heights Baptist Church, Pontotoc, Mississippi, where our mission is to love God and to serve people. Now, let's listen into this week's message.
All right, that's good news to know that He holds us. What that thing's doing. You'll go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 6. In just a moment, we'll read verses 15 to 23. Again, we're glad you're here. Romans chapter 6. Shortly after professing faith in Christ as his Savior, rock star Bob Dylan wrote a song entitled, "You Gotta Serve Somebody." Now, we probably wouldn't think of Bob Dylan, those of us that remember him, as a great theologian, but listen to what his song said. The refrain says, but you're going to have to serve somebody, yes indeed. You're going to have to serve somebody. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Again, I'm not sure we'd put Bob Dylan in the category of a great theologian, but what he said is right. You are going to serve somebody. You will serve somebody or something. Paul tells us that in Romans chapter 6. Let me begin reading in verse 15. He says, "What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not." He repeats what he said in Romans 6 verse 1. Of course, you realize that when Paul wrote this, it was a letter. It didn't have chapters and verses written in. It was a letter. You don't write letters and you don't write letters and put chapters and verses. It was a letter. But later, the translators did that to make it easier for us to read and understand. He said, "Because do you not know to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness." Now, let me just stop there to remind us that every one of those readers in Rome would have understood what Paul was talking about. Because at that time, there were probably some 60,000 plus Roman citizens who were slaves of all backgrounds. And so Paul said, whom you belong to, that's who you serve. But he goes on to say, "But God be thanked, and though you were," past tense, "slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard of righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Would you pray with me again? Father, thank you for your word. Lord, press it on our hearts today. Impress it on our hearts today. God, may we be tuned in to that which you'd say to us. Lord, you have already blessed us so much through the music. God, thank you that you do hold us fast. What an encouragement. And Lord, help me now to speak clearly. And may your Spirit speak freely through me and accomplish just exactly what you want me to say. And Lord, what you want to accomplish in this place. We pray for that one or two or those that may be lost, that they'd come to faith in Christ. And those of us that are saved, that we'd realize the price that you paid for our salvation. Lord, lead us in your will. In Christ's name, amen. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Charles Swindoll wrote, "Even if we're free in some respects, we can be enslaved in others. For instance, we can be enslaved to a job. Workaholics are prime examples of this kind of slavery. We can become shackled by the things we own or those goods we would like to possess. The master, then, is materialism. If we have an inordinate desire to gain the approval of others, then we have become a slave of people. It is also possible to be in bondage to ourselves, our own attitudes, prejudices, feelings, thoughts, and habits can ensnare us in a downward spiral of misery and helplessness. Is there anyone who can free us from these detrimental masters?" And Dr. Swindoll said, the Apostle Paul answers with a resounding yes. He shows us how we can experience freedom from sin as we begin to practice freedom in Christ. You see, true freedom, and the Bible talks a lot about freedom. Jesus said, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." True freedom will help us overcome a life of mediocrity, complacency, vanity, and boredom. True freedom helps us to overcome ungodly addictions and the pressures of life. True freedom helps our hearts to be humble and obedient to God's word. True freedom results in a fruitful and productive life full of purpose and meaning that is full of God's word and spirit. True freedom is a life where you represent God's kingdom and add value to others by serving. So what does Paul mean when he talks about being slaves to sin and slaves to righteousness? You do, as Bob Dylan said, you got to serve somebody. Just a little bit of review in verses 1 through 14. We're not going to go back and read those verses, but in verses 1 through 14, Paul teaches that Christians have been freed from the slavery of their sin nature. That strong inborn desire to sin no longer has any right to rule over us. Therefore, we should not submit to sin anymore, not submit to sin, but we are to submit to God. First, Paul reminds his readers of what they should know, namely, that when they believed in Christ's death and resurrection by faith, they were freed from sin to live forever in Christ. And because the Bible says,